This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline for Monday night, September 22nd, following WWE Raw. Last week, they had a very low rating, but up against a marquee football game on Monday Night Football. This week, they had a show that was going to attempt, they presented a show that was going to attempt to not repeat last week's low rating. Problem is, they were also up against a marquee football game. Brett Favre, for one. New York Jets, two. San Diego Chargers. Damian Tomlinson, I think, still plays for them. Pretty good Monday Night Football matchup, all things considered. And what did they deliver? Well, they threw out there a big main event match. Advertised it throughout the show as Jericho and JBL versus Batista and Shawn Michaels. How many promos did we get once this match was announced from anybody involved in the match? Technically, none. We got a little interplay between Batista and Santino, which had nothing to do with the match. We got nothing from JBL, nothing from Shawn Michaels, and a little segment with Chris Jericho and Mike Adamly behind the scenes. We really didn't get any build-up to this match that would make you feel like I need to watch this match. Now, Michaels and Jericho have had a ton of build-up for their feud. So, you could make the argument, if you're WWE, we don't have to build this up, it speaks for itself. My problem with that is, when you build up a match as a huge deal, and you're basing your next pay-per-view around these two being competing in a ladder match, I don't think you want to make it seem like no big deal that they're going to be getting in the ring against each other. And I think that that's the impression that was conveyed by announcing the match, and Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler not conveying in any kind of particular way, in anything that related anything specific more than just the general, we're in hype mode, so we're going to say this is a big match. But nothing really established, or nothing really came across that would say that Cole and Lawler saw this as an extraordinary opportunity for Raw viewers to see two guys who have been feuding, Michaels and Jericho, in one of the top feuds and most intensely personal feuds that we've seen in years, they're going to be in the ring on Raw for the first time. We didn't get that, and I was surprised. That's the type of thing that I believe is a key to drawing a rating at the end of a show. Making a match, even if it's got the marquee names, making those marquee names in that particular formula seem like a big deal. I don't see any downside to it. I don't see any downside to doing it, but I see a downside to not doing it. So my number one criticism of the show was they just didn't set the table very well. Once they set the table, they didn't really build what was at stake in the match or get people excited about seeing it. It was kind of a mishmash setup. I mean, not to complicate things too much, but as Bruce Mitchell pointed out in the Mojo, there is this issue between Batista and Michaels that isn't that far old, and maybe that could have been acknowledged. Or explained away, at least. And JBL and Jericho. I mean, JBL wants a world title. Jericho has it. They could have teased some tension between them. So I question that. That, to me, that's the lead coming out of the show, is they give you a marquee tag match, but they don't really hype it very well. The show opened with Chris Jericho cutting a long promo. Same stuff. He says he ripped on Michaels, said, I tell the truth, Michaels doesn't. He said that he is the king of ladder matches or the innovator, but he talked about his resume with ladder matches, said he's won 3 major titles in ladder matches. He's had more high-profile ladder matches than Michaels has appeared in his entire lifetime. He made a pretty good case. Excuse me. He made a pretty good case that he is a more reputable ladder match wrestler than Michaels, and Michaels proclaimed himself the king of ladder match wrestlers last week. Randy Orton came out in the first of a parade of people. He kind of tilted his head and walked in the ring looking like David Caruso approaching a suspect who he's trying to intimidate as he walked up to Jericho. Orton continues to be portrayed, and I don't know if this is as part of a larger intended scheme to establish him as some sort of rogue heel, but he doesn't seem to differentiate between heels and babyfaces. He rips on everybody, whether it's Cody and Ted who are heels, he kind of gets in their face, or Chris Jericho in this situation, and obviously he's got his issues with babyfaces, CM Punk. He goes after all of them, and he went after Jericho, and he said, if it wasn't for me kicking Punk, you wouldn't have been in that match, you wouldn't have won the title. And he said that he is going to win the title as soon as he's healthy again. Jericho shot back with some one-liners of his own. And Orton said, you know what? I just talked to Mike Adamly backstage. He knows what a commodity I am. And he instituted a rule, which is I can't punch anyone or I'm suspended until I'm healthy. But nobody can touch me or punch me or they will be suspended. So, once that was established, and Orton firmed it up by saying, in other words, I am untouchable. He talked about being a third-generation superstar and the most valuable commodity on Raw. Well, Jericho said, I'm the most valuable commodity because I got the world title. And until you have that, I'm number one around here. Jericho left the ring. Orton was about to walk away, and then CM Punk's music played. And CM Punk came out to the ring. Actually, right, signing off. All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with the VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep, all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.